The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, October the 27th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled The Parables of Jesus 1, The Barren Fig Tree. Matthew chapter 18 verse 20 reads as follows, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Okay, so before we get into the parable of the barren fig tree, let me first give you some explanations of the parables. There are 41 parables in the Gospel records. The Gospel records are basically the New Testament books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Parables in the Greek language literally mean comparisons. Indeed, 11 of the 41 parables begin with the words, "The kingdom of heaven is like." Parables also require the person who reads them to take the time to come up with their own conclusion of what they could possibly mean. And the people most likely to do that are the people with faith in Jesus Christ. As if you had no faith in him, why would you be prepared to take the time to decipher his parables? So for me, this is another method God uses of determining who his true believers are. So here is the King James Version of the parable of the barren fig tree, which can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. "He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why, cumbereth it to the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down." Now, I had to do quite a bit of study to come up with my understanding of this parable, which I will share with you today. However, this is not something I'm going to do again, as I don't want my understanding of each week's parable to influence yours. I would rather you come up with your own interpretation of it than then, of course, it will remain between you and Jesus Christ. But on this occasion, my understanding of this parable is it is about a man who, realizing he has not done enough to receive salvation from God, asks God for time to change his ways, whilst also accepting that if he does not do so in a reasonable amount of time, he will not receive salvation from God. It illustrates God's patience with sinners, but warns that God's patience is limited, so one should look to change their ways sooner rather than later. We know that trees in the Bible are an allegory for race. As I explained in a previous message, quoting the King James Bible to prove that Cain was Satan's son and not Adam's son, as per the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. And whilst Jesus Christ said, "I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel," in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, that does not mean that those of the house of Israel are automatically saved. Their salvation is conditional upon their actions. This is further evidenced by Romans chapter 11, verses 19 through 22. "The branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off." You have been listening to the traditional Christian message entitled The Parables of Jesus Won the Barren Victory. I want to thank all of you for joining me in prayer. We will reconvene next Sunday. And until then, folks, stay strong, God bless, and bye for now.